From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A claim of responsibility for a terrorist attack in Indonesia. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta that left 7 people dead, including all 5 of the attackers. The violence began with a series of explosions in an area near an upscale shopping center. The militants engaged in intense gun battles with police throughout the day. By late afternoon, authorities declared the attack over, saying all 5 militants were killed. 2 civilians, including a Dutch citizen, were also killed, according to police. Indonesian authorities in November had received a threat from the Islamic State group about a coordinated bomb attack on the capital. At least one of the blasts occurred close to a Starbucks coffee shop frequented by foreigners. The coffee chain later said it closed all of its locations in Jakarta as a security precaution. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the Jakarta attacks on Thursday.
There is nothing in any act of terror that offers anything but death and destruction. And so we stand together, all of us, united in our efforts to eliminate those who choose terror. And we are absolutely committed to our fight against Daesh, against Boko Haram, against Al-Shabaab. And that is the challenge, evidently, of our times.
Kerry spoke after talks in London with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir. Kerry said the U.S. will use any necessary measures to stop such groups. Authorities in southeastern Turkey said Thursday militants from the banned Kurdistan Workers Party killed 6 people and wounded 39 others in a car bomb attack there. This is VOA News.